on the air. 646-595-4274. Welcome, Mylene, back to News for the Soul.
Hello.
Hi, Mylene. It's Anna Larai.
Ah, you are already on. Ah, thank you, Nicole. Hello, everyone. This is Mylene with the Sacred Sound Surprise Show. And today, it's a little different day. Life is changing quick. Energies are changing quick. And I have a special guest on the show, a treat, a really a beautiful treat, a wonderful woman with a beautiful, beautiful energy, fits right into our show. It fits right to everyone who's listening, all of you beautiful light beings doing magical work, magical surprises for the world. And Anna Larai fits perfectly in, and she's already on the show. So hello, Anna Larai. How are you?
Hi, Mylene. It's lovely to be here with you. Thank you.
I would love to tell everyone that, you know, you came into my life on spur of the moment, and the inspiration, or I would should say the nudging of spirit, brought you also onto this call. And there's so many things that fascinate me about you. I'm always fascinated by people.
And, thank you.
Yeah, and so just to let you also know, to let you, you also channel the company of heavens. The enlightened beings, and on this call, you know, there are few enlightened, many enlightened ones, and so it will be fascinating for yourself just to be yourself, and because we're here always totally in the moment, to let whatever comes through, let it through, and share the wisdom of all different realms, not just the universe. Where you're really an ace on, right? But from everything. So I'm going to let you introduce yourself maybe a little bit as well to the call. And maybe you can mention also your website so people can check you out while you speak.
Thank you. Well, it's my honor and privilege to be here on your show today with you. Thank you so much. And I love what you said, how the universe has been nudging us both. Because that's really what it feels like. The universe is orchestrating all of what is coming for me in these moments. I just sort of to give you a little bit of my background. I've been on my spiritual path since about 2002 when I went to my very first sort of event and, downloaded a very light body in a quite an amazing situation. And then I started facilitating retreats, spiritual retreats, week-long ones in 2004. And my own path has been one. I've had a couple of different I work directly with most of the ascended masters and beings and angelics and Elohim who have done a lot of my training with me. And then 2 years ago, my guides really sort of led me to quit my full-time corporate job. And so I started doing all of this full-time just 2 years ago. And my company's name is Sparkles of Love. And my website is sparklesoflove.love. And as Mylene said, I am a universal, what my guides call a universal channel. So I bring through collective consciousness, ascended masters, energy from source. And I also do what used to be called healing, but we now call energy shifting. And I facilitate retreats and, do webinars, bringing through the latest messages. And then, of course, I work with 2 years ago, a collective consciousness came through when I sat down with a friend and said, hey, who wants to come through? And I, you know, when you say that, you open up the universe, and the Alchemy Collective Consciousness came through for the first time. And they are our collective consciousness of beings from across time and space, come only to transcend planet and all. So I am their voice, and it's been quite a journey, to say the least. And as I was preparing here, in preparation for being speaking with you, I was sitting here in the quiet, just bringing in the light and aligning myself. A new group of beings just came through, so they're probably going to want to talk in a few minutes, so I'm happy to do that. And, you know, where the synchronicities line up for me is that about 4 weeks ago, I received an email from a friend I work with who lives in Germany and is from Northern Italy, saying, hey, there's a workshop coming in July, and the facilitator can't be there anymore. Do you want to come to Italy? And immediately my whole body, just the electricity ran through my body, and I was so excited, and I heard my guides, and all I could hear was yes, yes, yes. I didn't even know anything at that point, and it was just yes, yes, yes. And that's how, for me, it's just been all these synchronicities that are coming in and meeting you and coming on this show, and now you and I get to meet in about 10 days, because yes, we're going to be in the same place in Europe, which is so exciting. It's just all of these things coming forth. So it's kind of fun to go to, I've never been to Italy. I've been to about 40-some countries, but never to Italy. And we're going to do an energy healing workshop. And the guides, we've done up a little agenda because a lot of people still like that. But the way I work, I think, is a lot like you do, is that I do free flow. So depending on who's present and what the energies are and what's happening on the planet and in the etherics, then the guides bring through the most current information. So I'm really trusting that the people that are coming to the workshop are really open to that, because I know there's new techniques and new healing processes and new information that's coming through sort of every minute right now.
Yeah, that, you know, it's so funny, and that's also for you, the listener, it is something to act on nowadays, the energies that are to act on synchronicity. And it is funny, and I'm going to use so beautifully this example now with you, Anna Lorray, because I remember I had a friend of mine who lives in Northern Italy. I thought about her and to connect, right? Because I speak, Anna Lorray, on this radio station and to all of you listeners often about how it is important now to connect, to come together. So one thing that we feel, we're not alone, because there is a push that many of us feel to want to really, in a way, burst through all the coverings we have put on ourselves to feel safe and to keep ourselves a little hidden. And now it is really the time to open that, to gently take away those layers, but we can feel it. And it, many of us, it is a little unsettling, right, to do that. And it is so funny. So I wrote my friend Sylvia, and I said, here I am. And she said, oh, Mylene, I prayed for you. Today I needed someone to help me and be there for me. And I thought, oh, my God, the moment when there was the right moment, I felt it to connect to her. And you see, and this is the bit larger picture. It is really how it functions. So I ask all of you, please do not censor yourself. Do not think twice if a name of a friend or a person that you know comes into your head. Reach out to them. These are all little nudges to move us forward together, to lift us upward together. And I would love, there's a song for this too, and there's a dual song to follow our, and my hands are moving, doing this upward movement, creating like a bowl, so we and moving us upward. And there's the song for us to start, and the synchronicity, to celebrate synchronicity, to celebrate a community and playing with each other. Because when we play with Ajna, and if we go back to alchemy, the thing that comes to my mind now is you know, we put all our little herbs together, and water, and different fluids, in some gases, I don't know. But we all carry one of those parts, and together we can create beautiful alchemy. So here it is. So a beautiful celebration of coming together and synchronizing each other together, understanding each other better, and Anna Larray, to this, I feel you have something to say, or your beings have something to bring.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to add before I bring them through that, you know, I so agree with what you say. My guides are always telling me the importance of saying yes to spirit, to your prompting, to being nudged. If I hadn't listened and said yes to so many things, I wouldn't be here today doing what I'm doing and living a life I love. And the other piece is that, you know, when I work with the Alchemy Collective Consciousness and all of my other guides, they're really talking about, you know, how we need to work together now, how the puzzle pieces are beginning to overlap, and maybe we always followed one teacher or one, you know, format, and now it's time to start expanding that so that we all start to work together, because, you know, you can't get to oneness alone, and, you know, as we all work together, then more happens. There's more grace, more ease, more power. And that's what I love to see, is with all of us coming together.
Yes.
So let me go in, and it's very interesting because, as I said, it's a new group that I haven't channeled before that would like to speak to everyone. So let me just see here. Okay, one second. Just calling them forth again. We are the beings of the mountain, and we welcome each of you this day. It is our great honor to come forth, and we share with you that in these coming weeks, when this beloved one who speaks for us now, when she plants her feet on our mountains, in the place you call Italy, know that the vibration and energies that will come forth are an activation and an opening for a space deep within the mountains. It is the time on this planet the energies are changing so rapidly. Hearts are opening, and minds are awakening. Beings are remembering their essence, and all of this combined means it is the time and the opportunity for great shifting for those in what you refer to as human form. Deep within these mountains, far within the core, we share with you that there are, we shall use old terminology, but what you will used to call healing chambers. These are multidimensional technologies and processes that have lain dormant for quite some time due to the densities and vibrations on your planet. They were protected and hidden deep within these Alps and these mountain ranges. And now the energies are beginning to awaken. The technology is about to come forth. We share with you that all of this technology, that these opportunities for energy shifting and returning back to the original form of the human DNA and the human cellular beingness, as all of this comes forth, it requires higher frequencies in which to operate. And now these higher frequencies are beginning to come through to planet Earth with many of the groups that are working with the divine plan to bring this all forth. But we share with you, for those of you who are considering coming to this workshop or this time or this weekend in Italy, we share with you that we shall be present and that we will invite you as a group to work together in these times to open once again these chambers. We are preparing them now for your arrival. And once they have been opened, they will be available to all on planet Earth who wish to utilize them. All that it takes, beloved, is a desire and an open heart to be able to receive the frequencies. We will send more information about this process after the chambers are opened once again. We are the beings of the mountain, and we look forward with great anticipation to the opening of these chambers and to the embracing of those in human form once again. So this, it's Anilara here. This is all new to me. Literally, they just told me their name when I had sat down.
It's so funny for me. It's very logical why who is coming. There's a message I have for them. 1 second. It's so funny, Anna. I pointed something out when we were on the phone call, and dear listener, this is really fascinating, and you will connect if you have heard, listen to me in the shows end of April, beginning of May. You'll understand what I'm going to speak about now. I told Anna Larray, it's funny that she's going to Northern Italy, but she's flying through Munich. That means when she drives from Munich to Northern Italy, she is going to pass the mountain bowl, in a way, or mountain range, where I had many of my experiences, and one which was, with my initiation with the boulder. Many mountain spirits show themselves, and I told you, and I understand that I told you, right, Anna Larray, that you're driving by to soak in what the mountains are emanating to you. So it is very
yes.
And also the listeners, I told them about a retreat I had been in April. I got together with the shamans, and were enlightened through the 24 gates. Of the eagles, right, the enlightened ones, and there was a very interesting moment, and I had not spoken about that. It is, our teacher spoke about the temple that was found underneath in Ecuador, and where, and I don't want to go into that. I have to write that, what the name of that temple is. You can read about it and what artifacts were found. But when he spoke about that, I physically really changed into a being, because I noticed my whole body was tingling into a being I had never been. And then afterwards I seldom see what being I am. And so others started seeing him and observing, and it was the keeper of that a temple. And also I'd been speaking then in the show about all these rising caves that are being opened, and you know, going, driving, how she's driving through Innsbruck, Salzburg. If you go on the other side, it's like the river cuts cuts right through something, the mountain range. And if you go on the other side, there are many caves. So there are a lot of informations of ancient societies that live in these mountains, in Italian Alps, in the Swiss Alps, in the German Alps, in the Austrian Alps. We can go on and on. But it is so beautiful to see now that to hear from someone else things that I've been speaking about, Anna Laurie. So I've been just soaking up that vibration. So a lot of talk around your channel. But so you understand why suddenly this new group came to you. And on this show, there are many that are connected to it through me and on their own ways, to many mountain spirits and the ancient wisdom, the ancient knowledge, I should say, that has been kept safe deep within mountains and some other areas.
Yes. And it's so, I love the synchronicities of it all. I haven't done a lot of work with mountains. My natural is more to work with water. And so for mountain beings, it comes to that's far more unusual for me, but completely delightful. And what wonderful confirmations after our conversation. So it makes me even more excited about going and spending the time there. If that's even possible, that I could be more excited about it.
Yes. So I'm also very thankful, and I want to say thank you to the mountain spirits, mountain beings, that came to speak. I'm very honored that they came to speak to me and my listeners. So thank you.
Well, you know, it's interesting how it all comes together, because as I've spoken about the alchemy collective consciousness that comes at the time of transition for a planet, we've been doing spiritual retreats. We just finished one in Mexico a few months ago, and we had one booked in Nova Scotia, Canada, the last week of September, where we do a week of divine service and lots of laughter and fun and live in a higher dimension the whole time. And they've been looking forward to moving into Europe, and they had asked Christian, who's part of our ground crew, to look in the Northern Alps for a retreat space in Italy. So it's kind of funny, because now I'm going there, and now these mountain beings are talking about it, and it just, all the pieces are, as we said, are overlapping and tying in and bringing all the pieces together for the Great Awakening, for what's coming.
Yeah, the Great Awakening. So the Great Awakening is seeing that we're all light beings, right? And that we're all one. That's what I understand. Now, I was skimming through a few things, and that came up that I'm really curious about is you wrote about Arcturians, that you channel some Arcturians. I'm very... Arcturians are the ones really that got me started into my singing. It's really interesting. And I also write the word after you wrote Arcturians, was the Timmers. And I would love to ask you about the Timas, and what the Timas have for the sacred sound and surprise group.
Well, the Timas only come through once or twice, like very, very, very rarely. Because when I open, I don't usually call on a specific group unless I'm working on something. So the Timmers, I remember being as very, very advanced, far, far more advanced than we are. And they came through very, very briefly with this high vibration of love. And there wasn't even a whole lot, there was not even a great deal of what I would say verbal message.
Mm-hmm.
It was a frequency that came through. And more and more now, I'm finding that I'm bringing forth more collective consciousness groups.
Mm-hmm.
So the different rays are coming through. So I still will do occasionally some of the individual ascended masters or beings of light, but more and more the collectives want to come through. So
to the listeners what you mean with the I also know that you have a radio or show yourself where you have the Alchemy Collective of Consciousness. Can you explain to the listeners, please, what this collective mean really
okay.
means all the way deep down, the essence, please?
Okay. Thank you. So the Alchemy Collective Consciousness, so I have worked with them over 3 years now, and they call themselves, so when they first came through, I was channeling, and I felt Lord Melchizedek come through, and I know his energy and his vibration, and I heard him, and then the whole vibration in the room changed, and it got so strong that I could hardly speak, like literally could not get a word out, and it was a short channel, and I didn't find out the name till about a month later when they announced that their name was the Alchemy Collective Consciousness. And what they talk about is that they are made up of beings from across time and space. So there are angels, there are ascended masters, there are the Sisterhood of the Rays and the Roses, there are Elohim, there are like Mother Gaia is part of it, the mythical creatures like we would call the dragons and the unicorns. There are fairies, there are ogres, there are something called digital pulse beings. So there are all kinds, and then they tell me that there are races that we've never heard of. And so the easiest way that they explain it, people ask me to explain this, is it's like we each have many hats. So I might be a sister, I might be a daughter, I might be a wife, I might be an employee, I might be a friend. I have all these different things I do. And the Alchemy Collective Consciousness, it's the same thing. So it's like all these beings of light also come together to do as a collective, as a group. And when they come into collective consciousness, when they work like this, it is not, occasionally one will speak, but they speak as a collective, so the energy feels different, and they speak as one the majority of the time. So one of their things was they don't speak as a general rule to individuals. So when I was with my friends for law, and we were on, and that day in January that I said, okay, who wants to come forth? And I was going to channel a full moon meditation for us. Sarah Law and I had already worked together in what we called our own collective consciousness for about 5 years. So our hearts had already been connected, and we'd been working in group consciousness, which is what I did in my early days for quite some time. So we already held this vibration. And so they told me later that because I said, whoever wants to come of the ninth dimension or higher, and I heard myself say those things and thought, wow, how odd, what am I doing? And then all this comes through. They could work with us because we were already in collective. So for us, when we work with alchemy, the first thing that we do when we do a call in, like we have a free call tonight at 6:30 Pacific time, so anybody's welcome to just come in on the webinar, and you can go to the alchemycollective.org and register, and you'll get the link to come on tonight. The calls are about an hour. And what happens is the first thing we do is we join our hearts together. And so the alchemy comes forth, and they connect everyone's heart, and they will only work that way. So for collective, it really is, but it's the new collective. So what I would explain is a lot of us on planet Earth have fear of collective consciousness. It was one of the abuses of the past. So many of us are afraid that we'll be manipulated, or people are going to be able to hear our thoughts, or I'm going to feel if so-and-so had a fight with their spouse. It's none of that. That is really sort of the old, what we would call energies. And the collective consciousness is you add your love and your power and your choice, and we come together and make more than just one. So we kind of joke that 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. 1 + 1 = 3 or 4 or 5. So when we come together in conscious choice, and they talk a lot about conscious choice. So it's not like people used to say, okay, if you're doing that, I'll just join. No, they will ask you consciously, do you want this or not? And when we consciously choose to work together, there is something new is created. And for me, that is what my real understanding of the collective consciousness is. And then when our call is done, we dissolve all the links so people don't feel like they're tethered or corded or anything like that, because you're not. But the ground crew, the six of us on our ground, on the alchemy ground crew, we stay connected energetically. That has been our choice, and we are woven in with the energies of the alchemy. So for me, they run all the time with me. Like there's a constant dialogue, and I feel their support and their love and their suggestions all of the time. It's kind of like walking with a group of friends would be the way I would describe it. Does that make sense? Does that sort of give a fairly clear description?
Yes, I understand, and I think others will understand as well. It is really connecting or reconnecting. I speak often about reconnecting to our source, which our source really is the one mind, the one sound, the one thought, right? The one intent.
Yeah.
And
the one heart.
The one heart. And if we are, remember that we are part of it, it is very easy to go and just let go and feel with that and move into it. And so that is why it's so funny. We spoke at the beginning, right, of the show about how the importance of connecting here together. Because the more we connect with each other, we notice how we carry each other, how we embrace each other, and it's a buoyancy. That's the beautiful right expression. It's a buoyancy we create when we come together, and so the collective in a way is doing the same, and we are remembering and connecting part of our body, right? Our body can reconnect to the collective of the light being. So our being,
yeah,
as this 3D in this density where we experience at the moment, the 3D world on this earth, but at the same time we connect as the light being to the collective. So it's beautiful to bring those two collectives then together and to join them.
And what they have shared with me too is like when we do a gathering or a workshop or even on the calls, when people join their hearts together consciously and become part of that collective for that time frame, it's helping on a cellular level, on a DNA level, remember what it is like in very safe, small environments to be in a collective. Because once we go into the higher frequencies, it's all collective. It's all oneness. And so it's like helping you get ready for what's coming when we move into deeper and deeper levels of it.
Yeah, I think sometimes we are already, and it is just what we're remembering is to... So we are light beings, right? We're now light beings in a denser environment. It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
And what? But it is remembering that we are it, and to use our frequencies, and that we are able to move up and down the ladder of those frequencies, and we can choose beautifully. And it is also to remember first, yes, our connection. That we are a light being, and how are we able to connect to the collective? And also remembering in a way what we are already doing, but we have not noticed it. Because we are doing some things, but we don't acknowledge, we are not even aware of we're doing. And as we remember, and the collective helps us remember, then we can use it and implement in our life.
Yes, and I agree, and I think that as we remember being part of collectives and we consciously choose for periods of time, I think it really helps raise our vibration so that it allows us to remember more and allows us to remember that we are connected, that we are light beings in a physical form. And, you know, the more you can bring in the light and the higher frequencies, the easier it is to live and the closer we get to where we're really going, what we're really here for.
Yes, you're right. And it's very true. The higher we live in the frequencies and stay in them, our body, you know, as it remembers and we synchronize ourselves, our body rejuvenates. And yes, right? And this is, and this call, there's so many beautiful light workers, and many of them are here to teach, to emanate, to inspire others to move in these high, and teach different tools for people to remember, right? To go and raise their frequencies. You're very right. And to learn to stay in them, and not so, you know, it's not like we go up and down. It's not only that when we sit down and meditate we raise them up, but in a way to stay in higher vibrations and then use certain levels of those higher vibrations as tools to get certain things done.
Absolutely. For me, one important piece in all of it is my belief, what I've been taught through my guides, is that really all of the energy shifting, all of the higher vibration, all of the healing or any of those things are all only done through love and through the heart. So, you know, to me, part of the journey here is the learning to open our heart. And the more we can open our heart, the higher the frequency we can hold, the more love and light we can bring in. Because, you know, it's one thing to try and do it all mentally, but we all know now that that doesn't work very well. It doesn't, you know, you can do only so much mentally, but you really, for the big changes in your life, to live in the higher frequencies, it's truly about opening your heart and bringing in more light and more love. And owning your stuff and being able to shift whatever your stuff is, whatever your triggers are, whatever is holding you back, your false beliefs or your old programs or patterns. And all of that is done through love.
Yes.
Through love and light.
Yes, right.
And that's, to me, it's such an exciting time to be on planet Earth right now because so much is happening so quickly. That, you know, as you and I were speaking the other day, things are materializing and manifesting so quickly, and it's just it's just wonder and awe as we see it all literally happen in our lifetime.
Yes, it's in a way, when you were speaking, which came clues, is it's really illuminating our hearts. So when we synchronize to other enlightenment beings or the enlightenment ones or others that inspire us when we synchronize to the ones that have this open heart or this illuminated heart, right? Then it is like we just have to go connect and then zoop, and there it goes. And it's a very beautiful and simple way. And yes,
So we absolutely, and that's why we want to be around people with open hearts. That's why, you know, why you, when you feel that resonance, right, you just go whoop, and you go right out there. And I think that's why we're all drawn to people that are, have open hearts, that have that love emanating from them.
Yeah.
Because it helps the rest of us, and it's way more fun.
Yes, the fun is so important. Is to because with this open heart, you're joyful, and with, when you enjoy, you open even further, or emanate further the love, right, to everyone and to yourself. That's really the little tip for illumination: is having fun. And
the easiest way to raise your vibration is to laugh and to play. And I think that's why when we look at children, why their vibrations for the most part are so much higher, because they're in that play space. And I think that, you know, we have forgotten as adults so much of that, and life gets, you know, in the third dimension can get really serious for people. And the more we can play and lighten and open our heart, the easier it is and the more fun it is. And but yeah, the play part's a big one.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, it's exactly funny that those things we were not taught, we were, most of us were on a social setting, we were taught the opposite. And it is now, I think, you know, all of us also who are listening, we are examples, beautiful examples to the world, that with this lightness, this joy, this laughter, and this playfulness that we carry, or thrive to carry, and maybe it's not always easy to do that, we help and support others and pull them along. It's really more of pulling them along and showing them or giving them the thought, oh, when they can do it this way, I can do it too, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
So I would to know if you there is something that is really that comes now in the moment. If you connect to whatever, there's something I sense that wants to be said. So to the group, to the listeners, especially to the Sacred Sound Surprise people, we have about 10 minutes. So what? What is emerging for you, Anna Larey?
I'm getting that if anybody has questions, if that works, that we can answer questions for them directly.
So, because you're my first special guest, I have no idea if that's going to work. I don't, Nicole, if she's listening, if that is possible. If it is, Nicole will let us know any moment.
Okay.
If we don't hear it, then it may not.
And that's okay. If it doesn't, then we'll just bring
something because I noticed when you were coming on, it was directly you, so I thought that may not function. And some days it may do, and sometimes it doesn't. Some days I just keep on speaking too, because something is, it's not so easy to, with the boards. Or...
Well, let's do this. How about if I start bringing in all this love and energy, and we just bathe everybody in love, you know, and everybody can just follow, and we'll just start bringing in the rays.
I love that idea.
Okay, so everybody just close your eyes and take a deep breath. And just align with your higher self. And as you exhale, just let any tension or stress or worry or anything just float away and relax. And see or feel now as a sparkling gold ray filled with golden sparkle begins to come down from source energy. And feel as it touches your soul or chakra. And now the crown chakra at the top of your head. And just allow this gold sparkling ray to fill all of your brain and your third eye. And feel as it comes down your throat chakra and your neck and across your shoulders. It's going to go down to your elbows and your wrists. And it swirls around your wrists and your fingers, right up to the tips of your fingers. And down your higher heart and your lungs and your chest. And it keeps flowing gently, almost like honey, like liquid honey. And into your heart now, this golden sparkles and ray. And feel as your chest expands and your heart. Just allow your heart chakra to get bigger. And down your sacral and solar plexus. And feel now as this golden sparkle ray fills all of the organs in your physical body. Gallbladder and the liver, spleen, the adrenals, intestines, bowels, and through all the reproductive organs, root chakra. Just allow this golden ray flow down your thighs, knees, and around your knees, down to your ankle, down into the earth below you. Just feel as that keeps going. Bring another color and another vibration in now. And they're going to bring in the cognac ray. This is beautiful chocolate brown. One that many have not seen. But it is shiny and bright and holds the highest vibrations. Feel now as it comes into your crown chakra. Allow it to saturate the pathways of the brain, pituitary and pineal glands, amygdala, fear center. Allow your third eye to be saturated. Comes into your eyes and your nostrils, your ears, your tongue and your teeth. This beautiful cognac ray comes down your throat and into your higher heart, in your heart chakra. And simultaneously it travels down the arms and shoulders, all the way to your fingertips. And it enters your heart chakra now. And it layers with golden sparkle and expands your heart even more. Simply allow, beloved, simply allow. Feel as it continues downward into the sacral and through the organs. Down and of course it has done your solar plexus and your root chakra. Comes down your central column of love and light. And feel as your body simply absorbs beautiful cognac ray. Down, down. All the way to your feet. And 6 inches below into your Earth Star Chakra. Going to do one more and see or feel now if the platinum ray comes down and it's going to move a little faster. It's coming over the gold and the cognac ray and it comes into your body and your head and it moves very quickly down into your body. And just take a deep breath and allow all these energies to integrate as you have just received more love, more light in these new vibrations. And then I know that I will turn it back over to Mylene.
Yeah, thank you very, very, very much, Anna Larray. This is beautiful. I felt it all through my body, these warmth, like liquids flowing through me. And it's funny, this morning I thought you're going to bring a present like this to all of us. And this was it. And the other present too. But the shifting. And the other one is more long-term shifting as the spirits provide, the mountain beings provide us with the information, right? And the everything that it emanates. And I'm looking at the clock, Anna Larray, so we have 2 minutes. And I don't want to go without giving the listeners one more time the website. So, dear listener, if you have interest in Anna Larray's work, which is magical and beautiful, go to her website, which is called www.sparklesoflove.love. I even thought that was so cool, the dot love. And
I got it the day they came out.
Yes, that's very, very, very beautiful. And thank you for taking the time, Anna Larray, to join us and to come on the show. My first special guest, and I welcome you, and I thank you, and I wish you the best, and with all the beings that support you, I wish them also the best. And dear listener, and Nicole, thank you very much, and I'll speak to all of you next week. Do you want? Thank you.
Thank you, Mylene. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, Life Changing Talk Radio.